Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Join us for group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941, or you can lean on the text line 51539 if you want to get in on this. It's all about getting bosses gifts for Christmas, and it comes to us in an email from Kate.
Y'all, help! Do I have to get my boss a gift for Christmas? Kate continues, I'm new at our company, and I don't know how this works. My boss gave me a very personalized gift. It was so sweet. She knows I love cats, and so it was a basket full of cute cat-themed things like mugs, stationery, and stuff like that. I feel like this means she wants to be friends. I could get her a gift as well, but then will I look like a brown noser? I don't want my coworkers to think I'm just trying to suck up to her. Will it look bad, though, if I don't get her a gift in return because hers was so thoughtful? Thanks. Love the show. From Kate.
Okay, so what do you think? Does she have to get her boss a gift? This is such an interesting question because she probably wasn't planning on it,
right,
until she got the gift. Is it required to give one back to your boss?
You know what? The line, I'm new at our company, I think that means she needs to get a gift back.
Because
she's brand new. To this point, who is she more concerned about? Looking good in front of her boss or looking good in front of the coworkers? So if it gives you a little bit of a competitive advantage, if that's the angle you want to think about this, then more power to you. But it's not going to hurt her to give her something back. And I'm not saying you have to go get her jewels or get her diamonds, but I think you do need to get your boss something in return.
404-263-0941, what do you think? And Curtis, what do you think?
I say no, because I think the other employee is going to think she's brown-nosing to the boss to get one step ahead.
Yeah.
And they're going to judge her for it.
And that's a delicate culture,
mm-hmm,
right? You don't want your coworkers hating you.
No, because you don't want to upset your coworkers, because they're going to judge you. And you have to work with these people one-on-one every single day. Maybe your boss, you don't see your boss every day. Maybe see them, once a week, But then I think it caused a little bit of drama in the workplace.
Janabi, what do you think?
It sounds like she got her something very personalized, too. I don't think that you owe your boss a gift. I mean, I think what's weird about it is she didn't say in the email if the boss got everyone a gift,
mm-hmm,
or just her.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange to me.
Because mm-hmm, personalized.
The boss, if bosses give gifts, it's usually like everybody in the company gets a lottery ticket, or everybody gets the exact same gift card or something like that.
Right.
But I just think it's really strange.
But I think because
she got such a personalized gift, and now she feels like she owes one back to the boss.
But it's Kate's first Christmas in this new company.
Right.
So maybe this is the boss's way of extending the olive branch, saying, welcome to the family. Here's a little gift for you. I hope everything's good. We hope everything goes great. So I don't think it's a bad idea for her to get her boss a small gift in return to say thank you.
Okay, what do you think? 404-263-0941. Help us out here with group therapy with Jen and friends, and your opinions are coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Can you help out Kate this morning? She sent us an email asking about Christmas at the office.
My boss gave me a very personalized gift. It was so sweet. I feel like this means she wants to be friends, but I want to get her a gift too. But will I look like a brown noser with my other coworkers? So should I get her a gift in return?
404-263-0941. Diane in Athens, you are on the show this morning. Thanks for joining group therapy.
Hey, good morning. I think it's a great idea to get your boss a gift, something small. We do every year. It's Christmas, and you shouldn't worry about what other people think.
So do you think that she should check with the other employees and see if they're doing it too? Like ask around with her coworkers, or just go ahead and get a gift in return?
Yeah, maybe they can all go in together and get something for the boss. It's a very good idea.
Thank you so much, Diane. Rose in Duluth is here. Hey, Rose.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say if the boss got other people gifts too and didn't just single her out, it'd be great if she could just take the initiative to say to her coworkers, hey, do you guys want to go in on a gift card or something? We've done that for work before, and if that, like, then the coworkers might say to her, oh, we don't usually get her a gift, or, oh, yeah, we do that every year, let's do it. Then it's, like, includes you with your coworkers and also will make your boss happy.
Yeah, she needs to do a little recon. I agree. Thanks so much for the call, Rose. Robin in McDonough's got some guidance here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, good morning. I was under her boss's situation for about 7 years. And I think that it shows that her boss put a lot of thought into what she wanted to get her, and she doesn't expect a present back. But I think a note or a card, just something, you know, to say, thank you, I really appreciate that you thought about me. And if she really, she could stick something in the card. It doesn't have to be expensive, you know, like if she sees her boss eating something like candy or nuts or something, she could stick something in the card. But at least, at minimum, a note of some kind would be,
okay.
That's all.
That's a great idea. Okay, Cynthia is calling from Cumming. Hey, Cynthia, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hi, good morning. You know, as an upper-level executive, I really think it's necessary for employees to give their boss a gift. I mean, it makes a huge difference on how I'm going to treat you. And if they come in with some, you know, piece of paper with a bunch of cotton balls on it and say it's a snowman from their kid, it's a cop-out as a gift. You know, but if they get me like a day spa gift, or they notice the coffee that I'm drinking and they get a gift card, or they go in on something, that makes a huge difference on whether they're going to, you know, walk the next year or stay on with the company.
What makes a huge difference is how much you pay your employees. That's what makes the difference. You can't be shady on a gift they get you because it's the thought that counts.
Well, and it is the Christmas season. On the way up the ladder, I had a lot of gifts that I gave my bosses, and it made a huge difference.
Really? So you're saying she needs to not only, like, match this personalized gift, but take it up a notch?
Oh, absolutely.
She's won spa days.
So,
girl, what kind of money are you paying them for spa days?
Yeah, macaroni art?
I mean, really.
For my daughter isn't going to do it this year, is what you're saying.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty shocking. Okay, Shimmy in Atlanta is here for group therapy as well. Hey, Shimmy.
Hi. So I definitely feel like a gift should be given. I mean, it doesn't matter if people are giving gifts or not. I would do something like maybe like alcohol because, you know.
There we go.
Yeah.
Everybody needs some stress to relieve, you know. So I definitely feel like that's a good idea. But other than that, if other people are pitching in, then that's on them, you know. But if someone gave me a gift, I'm definitely going to make sure I do something nice for them back, you know.
You know, I'd like to hear from some upper level management, like some bosses. And do you know the difference between a suck-up gift and a genuine gift? Like, because you've got to know the employees that you're working around. You know that some of them are just trying to get in good with you, and some of them genuinely feel like, I appreciate being your friend and working with you.
Yeah.
51539, that's a Jennifer's text line. If you're, like, in a management position, just a quick yes or no. Oh, yeah, I know when they're kissing my butt.
Or 404-263-0941. Call us, because Cynthia just shocked me right there, saying that it makes a difference on decisions that she makes for the next year, whether or not people get her gifts.
So she could be bribed, is what she's saying.
That is
spa day.
A spa day. Girl, how much you paying them?
Listen, we're getting Jerry the smallest airline bottle of gin we can find. That's it.
I know, right? And they're just in my backpack left over from last weekend.
All right, join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941. You're next on the Christmas Station, Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Can you help out Kate this morning? She sent us an email saying, hey, my boss got me this really personalized gift. Do I have to get her one in return? And will I look like a brown noser if I get a gift and my other coworkers don't? What do I do in this situation? And then that's when we heard from Cynthia, who said she judges her employees on what they get her for Christmas. Now, Christy in Lawrenceville, thanks for joining group therapy.
Good morning.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning. Cynthia's got a problem, and she is absolutely what is wrong with the world.
Right.
You know, there's some people that can afford presents and some people that can't, but you shouldn't treat your employees based on the presents that they get you.
I know.
You know that is a big problem.
Did you catch a line there where Cynthia was talking about, you know, when I have to make big decisions the following year?
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
The level
which
of
one's going to walk next year?
Yeah, which one's going to walk?
Insane. Jessica in Dallas, welcome to group therapy.
I am so glad I do not work for an executive like Cynthia.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe that there's people like her that even exist in the
world. I have three kids, and if I have the extra money, I will buy them a gift. But
if I don't, you're getting a Christmas card with my family on it.
There you go. Right.
Happy holidays.
51539, that is the Jennifer's text line. Some good text coming in. This one coming in from Mario saying, I'd do something simple. If they drink coffee, how about a $10 Starbucks gift card? This one coming in from the 770 says, I'm an HR manager. If you're on salary, then yes, get a gift. Hourly employees, don't worry about getting your boss anything.
Okay, I guess that's a good rule. Amanda in Decula, welcome to group therapy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, friend, what's on your mind?
Man, I would hate to work for that Cynthia that said that she judges people by their gift. Mm-hmm. You judge people by their job performance, not their gift.
I know.
And I work in upper management also, and I do get my staff gifts, and I don't expect things in return because this is a token of my appreciation for their hard work for me.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Thank you so much for the call, Amanda.
Amanda, I was going to ask her if she noticed, she said she worked in upper management too, if she can notice when the employees are brown-nosing her or not.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Sheena in Rockmart, welcome to group therapy.
Hey, good morning, Mars. So listening to Cynthia just makes my blood boil. I just cannot even believe that people view Christmas like that. Christmas is supposed to be about giving, and I mean, of course, it's the birthday of Jesus, but giving and not expecting anything in return. If I give someone something, I never expect anything in return, not even a thank you card. And I guess other people aren't like that. But what happened to hard work and determination on, you know, getting somewhere in a company, not buying your way up the ladder, per se? Like, I just can't even believe that came out of her mouth.
Right.
Thanks so much for the call, Sheena. And Christy in Covington's in upper management. Hey, Christy.
Yes, hello. I'm a boss, and I give my employees presents all the time at Christmas, and I do not expect anything in return at all.
But if they do give you something back, how was your reaction to that? Do you think it's brown nosing, or do you just appreciate the gesture?
I just appreciate the gesture.
Right.
So, yeah, it is the whole spirit of Christmas is you give without the expectation of anything in return, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You give with your heart with no expectations. That's what it is.
And would you be able to tell if somebody was trying to brown nose you with a gift?
I guess it would be more than just giving me a gift, correct? It would be their behavior towards me the rest of the year. So
right.
I don't think a single gift would define brown nose.
Yeah, the diamond-encrusted nativity scene.
Thank you, Christy. Pat in Smyrna is here. What you got, Pat?
Business etiquette. You don't gift up.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gift up.
And so many people are saying that on Facebook.
It's your boss's time to shine and show you. It's not a competition with your boss and your coworkers. The boss is supposed to give to you. You don't gift up.
Yeah, you hear that, Jerry?
You
I'm talking to you, Jerry.
Small, little thing.
And I'm not going to argue with Pat. She is strong.
I know,
I like
right?
it. I like it. Thank you so much, Pat. That's
I love
good.
It.
Good rule to follow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.